I'm someone who loves trying out different makeup looks, but doesn't really wear much on a daily basis, so I like to focus on making sure I have high quality staples. And whether you like a fresh face, full glam, or somewhere in between, you've probably seen Thrive Cosmetics Viral Tubing Mascara. I've certainly seen it everywhere. You know, the one in the turquoise tube? So that mascara, along with all of Thrive Cosmetics' beauty products, are certified 100% vegan and cruelty-free, which I look for in makeup, and they've got excellent quality to match. And something I didn't know from all the mascara videos I've seen is that for every product sold, Thrive Cosmetics donates either that same product, another product that is needed more, or a monetary donation. They've worked with over 500 nonprofits to help with a wide range of causes like supporting cancer survivors, people experiencing homelessness, education access, and so much more. Knowing that makes me feel even better about using their products. And I do enjoy using them. Like I said, I like having high quality staples, and so my favorites are products that are multi-purpose, like the Brilliant Eye Brightener. It comes in a bunch of colors, and I like using them as eyeliner, eyeshadow, and even highlighter. Thrive Cosmetics is luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 20% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/thrive. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS, .com/thrive for 20% off your first order. You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales, because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Hi.
Hi.
So it's Caitlin Brodnick.
And Sue Smith. Welcome to Scam Wow.
Welcome to Scam Wow. So we have a really exciting call today that Sue and I jumped on the line. We did a quick recording over the phone because we were so enthralled with this company. We can't wait to share it with you guys. Also, we have to preface, we don't really know what we're talking about.
Yeah. Oh, no. We're comedians. This is comedy.
We're getting information from Instagram. So if you need to deep dive, do it on yourselves. But we just want to give a quick little explanation that this is all just for fun. And we're just like having a blast.
Satire.
We're doing satire. We're doing parody. We're doing nothing real.
Satire, honey. Ever heard of it?
Yeah. Enjoy.
Enjoy.
Welcome to Scam Wow.
Welcome to Scam Wow. I'm Caitlin Brodnick.
I'm Sue Smith.
And we love scams.
Oh my God,
guys,
they're good.
We love scams. And so we have a great show for you today. But what we're so excited to talk about right before is we had an anonymous call, and it was a gem that opened our eyes to a new type of scam we can't get over.
We had a hot tip, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
A hot, hot tip.
So we have an anonymous call. We're going to play it for you right now because literally it blew our mind. One of the kindest people, but a real intense story.
And if you want to call with your own anonymous or anonymous tips, feel free to do that. Our number is 347-509-9414. So you can just call and tell us about your scams and like how you were scammed, your favorite scams, anything, and we'll listen to it and like probably play it on our show. That's the thing.
Hi, Caitlin and Sue. I absolutely love your show. Please keep scamming me. I just wanted to share with you a scam I went through over a year ago. My wife joined this group called Life on Fire. It's by this guy named Nick Unsworth. Long story short, it's supposed to help you be this successful, amazing business coach and help you become a millionaire. It started out pretty simple, $40. You got a 2-week course. You listen to a podcast or a like a PowerPoint video every night. Answer some questions about yourself, set goals, make like a future board and goal board, dream board, something like that. Well, anyhow, long story short, she ended up investing over $10,000 to become a professional Life on Fire coach. And what's crazy is we didn't have $10,000, but no worries. Nick Unsworth has friends in some kind of a bank deal where he'll loan you out 10 G's with interest, of course. So long story short, it put a huge strain on our marriage. And one day, we were driving, and she said, I was on a conference call with one of our new Life on Fire members, and she said that she felt bad because she didn't want to sell her, and I had to correct her and let her know that we're not selling, that we're empowering and envisioning, and we're opening the inner beauty inside people. And I had to stop her, and I said, listen, you and I have the same business administration degree. You're selling. You're selling an idea, a product. You're taking money, and you're offering an idea. You're selling. That's exactly what you do. I mean, I get it that you're bullshitting each other with, you know, the group think and all, but you're selling. Well, long story short, she divorced me less than a week later after that argument. And fast forward to today, she has taken a break from Life on Fire, and she's relying on her degree so she can get caught up on some much-needed finances. But anyhow, I hope that you enjoyed hearing about that scam. If you want to investigate it or talk about it on your show, you're welcome to. If not, I totally understand. Love you guys. Bye.
Thank you. That was a hot tip.
Hot tip. Terrifyingly hot tip.
Wow.
Super hot tip. Okay, so of course.
It was on fire, that tip.
We deep dived, obviously. And this company is kind of blowing our minds because they have all of like the shiny, glittery, like Instagram look, the website. I mean, the guy has spent a lot of money on marketing. He has pictures with one of the guys from Shark Tank. He looks fancy. But if you go onto his Twitter, he says he has 21.4 thousand followers and he has zero retweets, likes, anything, favorites.
That's a dead giveaway when someone has a lot of followers and then no likes or retweets. Fake.
And then on Instagram, this is, you know, where Sue and I do our best work.
Our best work.
He only has 2,378 followers for somebody who's supposed to be this enormous life coach who's changing everybody's lives. He only got 45 likes on a picture of him and his wife. Like, come on.
Wait, let's step back a little. So It seems like Life on Fire is like Nexium, but with better branding and better marketing.
They say it's not religious, but they offer a religious class. And they do talk a lot about how much they love God, which is great, fine. But basically, it's a leadership program where you are life coached, I believe, and then you learn to become a life coach. And that is where this man's ex-wife was trying to make a living. And it is exactly what he was saying. So it is looked at as a business. You go on, you Google them. It's all about their life, their leadership, how to become a better person, reach your goals. It's all about like all these deals about goal setting.
I think if I just saw this page, their homepage, and I didn't see anything else, that I could totally be suckered into it. And I took a coaching class at UCB. You took that?
I took a really good career coaching class that was amazing, not at UCB, through another group, and they were wonderful. And they really helped me organize how to set. It wasn't sort of like a life coaching class. It was a career coaching.
So, was it? I'm wondering if we took the same one. Mm-hmm. It was great, but I feel like the thing she was telling me is like stuff that I've worked for and not. You know, like I've already done the work and I'm not getting the results. So just because you're telling me to set the intention doesn't mean I'm going to get the results. You know what I mean?
Right. What I got from the coaching session, it's really what you put in, like with anything. So if I sat and worked on certain chapters for my book to help write my book, or if I worked on a networking plan of like, who do I love and trust and who could I connect with and try and find somebody that I think could support me and I could support them, like an easy share, like sort of just being more business minded about something that I'm passionate about, that completely helped me. But she said like, it's your work, like it's your guarantee. That is the opposite of this. Life on Fire is basically telling you, that you can change your life a billion times.
The guy, Nick Unsworth, the founder, if you go to his profile on lifeandfire.com, I think it is, you go to his profile and he's saying, like, before Life on Fire, I wanted to do this, this, and this. And in Life on Fire, I reached my goals in a year. I met the woman of my dreams and I proposed to her. I sold my company for 7 digits. I did all this. So he's selling these rewards to you and he's saying, like, yes, this is what's going to happen with your life. And I think anything that has that sort of promise of success or fulfillment is a scam. Because, like, in the coaching class, the career coaching class that we took, she was like, you get what you put in, you know?
But the people I know that did really well with her, good friends of mine, put in a ton of work and hours to, you know, write their pilot, you know, be able to submit. This is all acting and, like, comedy based. But this, if you look at this, like, leadership summit, it's all, first of all, they talk about money immediately.
Immediately.
It's in the $400 range.
Okay. So there's lifeonfire.com, which is your basic, like, thing that would suck me in about, like, reaching your goals and uncovering
yourself.
So then once you've done that, you can move on to becoming a Life on Fire coach. And that is,
That's what our caller was talking about. So it wasn't, so when you go on to Life on Fire
Coaching Academy.
Yes.
Life on Fire Coaching Academy.com.
It immediately goes into how you can make, and it says, become a certified Life on Fire coach, transform lives, and get on the fast track to increasing your income. So immediately it talks about how life coaching provides income, which is very different. And the dollar signs, I mean, you go through and it literally, I think there's a tier.
And if you go to lifeonfiresummit.com, which I think is like coaching light or like diet coaching academy, lifeonfiresummit.com, under what you'll learn, it has, okay, mindset hacks, growth hacks, and bio hacks, which is just like how to fuck with people. So things you'll learn on mindset hacks, emotional intelligence training, influence and persuasion, conflict resolution, growth hacks, how to leverage social media to build your personal brand, your message.
That's creepy shit.
Goal getting techniques, biohacks, simple steps to more energy and focus so that you can lead with power, how to get in the best shape of your life without spending all your time at the gym, break the yo-yo diet cycle once and for all,
unleash your greatest potential.
All over the place. But, like, this is great and beautiful, but, like, and the branding, I love a good branding. You give me something with a good branding, I'm buying it.
It's
you give
pretty,
me an
I
Arial
like
font, a Casper mattress, you know, a Hims, which doesn't even sell female products. I'm buying it. You know,
pretty.
Like a simple branding, a good message, a thanks, I'll buy it. But you have to think that they're preying on people. The product they're selling is people and their hope and their dreams. And that's what's awful. And that's what makes this horrible and so bad.
And the crazy part is there's a huge payment plan, what our caller was talking about. It says right here, yes, we have a 6-payment plan option for the total investment is $12,500.
No.
You have to pay an initial deposit of $500. Once approved, then you pay $250. If you're not approved, you'll get your $500 deposit back. What do you mean if you're not approved? That has to make you feel like real death if you can't even get approved to do a scam. And then per month, months 2 to 6, once you get approved, are the $1,900 per month plan. Now, what sucks is that the way you make your money back is by getting other people in. That's when it becomes so stressful.
And the thing like with like life coaching and like that kind of personal coaching is like, how is that different from therapy? Or like, it's very like a group therapy thing, but it's like, you can't be overt that your goal is to make money off somebody. Like you,
if and they goal, are very overt.
They're very overt. And like, you can't, your goal like genuinely has to be to help the person, not to make money off of them. If your goal is to make money off of them, then it's bad and you're a scammer.
Also, I love that this guy's like, you know what? I just needed to bring myself to propose to my wife, to my girlfriend. God. It's like, you could have done that without a life on fire.
Anytime.
Anytime. Just pop the question. Get drunk. Who cares? Do it.
Get on my knee. It'll just come. I think the thing, like when I took the professional coaching, I want to do all these things, but I want someone to tell me how. Yeah. And it's hard to know how. So if anything is going to give me a framework for doing it, I'm like all on board, you know?
My thing too is like, I loved the career coaching because I loved like having to go somewhere every week. And like, I'm such a procrastinator. So if let's say I was working on a writing project, I'd show up with my written materials just because that's why it's great to take a class because you need to ante up and get yourself there and be accountable. But yeah. This sounds like very hard to attain goals. It also seems like maybe five people, a wild 15, let's call it, achieved these I don't know what the word is you can't monetize it. Like somebody figuring out her weight loss issue. Like that's something she clearly had to do. Like nobody is going to hand you. That's why there's so many different weight loss plans, or somebody is rekindling his faith. That has something to do personally with him. So they're acting like it could happen for everyone. Mm-hmm. When it just sort of seems like they did sort of catch fire with a few of these people. Mm-hmm. This is too similar to me because I was dumped by my life coach, which is in a podcast. And if you want to listen to it, it's on the Moth podcast. I did talk all about that. And then I also was convinced to join like a creepy religious community. And my dad had to call and basically like chew out.
Caitlin,
is that what you
call it? I didn't know this about you.
Oh, yeah.
Al Brodnick.
What a hero.
Best physical therapist. Best dad.
Actually, best physical therapist in Bethesda. And he has a wait list. If you would like to see him, you have to privately message me because he has like 15 people on his wait list.
Wow.
It's very difficult.
Next time I need physical therapy, I'm not going to my brother. I'm going to Al Brodnick.
Yeah, can't wait. Yeah. So he also has a brother, I guess.
I told you, my brother's a physical therapist.
I'm just saying, I'm sorry. He's not a part of this podcast right now. About vision boards, which believe me, I've done my fair share. It's a very big teenager project.
I downloaded an app to make a vision board on my phone background. Like that's how much I want to believe this stuff. I want to believe that manifesting works. I want to believe that vision boarding works. I want that. But
so his,
you know what?
So
who knows?
Yeah, he said he had a vision, a clear vision of what is perfect. Relationship would be his perfect woman. Oof, no thank you. I don't need any man telling me what his perfect woman is. He chose faith over fear. And then the next picture is him and his wife and his baby.
Here's the thing.
I'm sorry. I love kids. This is so funny to me. His kid is an advertisement right now.
You're exploiting your kid. Yeah.
Yes.
I do want to choose faith over fear, though. I mean, yeah, it's great. But I don't want to tell people about it.
No. And also, no. I'm not going to make money. Well, I did write a book about my experience. I don't know. I have very mixed feelings. It just feels creepy to me. That's the bottom line. Is that there's a creep effort in this.
It's creepy. I think when something is all like white people who are very polished and like, mm-hmm. you know what I
and
mean?
Telling
like,
you how you can make money at other people's shitty lives. Basically, like other people want to be as cool as you.
Yeah, like gelled hair and like nice cars and like they live in San Diego and have beautiful lives. There's something robotic and Stepfordy and weird and creepy about it to me that is like, ugh.
Yes.
And I don't know what it is.
My favorite thing is that all of us are just getting by. That's really my favorite thing is that we're all just trying to do the best we can and nobody's that great. But when you have someone who comes in such a brash way to tell you they figured life out, not only can they figure it out for you, they can teach you how to figure out other people's lives and charge money and charge you $12,000 plus to start molding other people's lives. That is when it becomes creepy. And I can't define it besides monetizing people's lives. And that's when it feels like an extreme scam.
Mm-hmm.
Extreme scam alert. And mm-hmm. thank you to our caller. You opened up, you shared so much information, and I really think you're probably helping a lot of people.
Yeah.
And we wish you the best.
Yeah, because there's always this feeling like, is this weird? I don't know. But then
am I just when being too neurotic? Am I too, like, am I obsessing over something? Could it be great? What if it was, life on fire? Maybe, really, your life is on fire. You're blowing up your life.
Life on fire, more like life on burning fire. Down. Yeah. Your life is really on fire. You're burning it all down.
Yeah, honestly, you destroyed everything. Your beautiful life, your bank account. Okay. I hope this woman's not listening. We wish you the best. But of we also course. Wish you to get the fuck out.
Of course, get out. Please. It sounds like you are.
It sounds like you are. And if anybody else wants to call us with their experience, it's a safe line and you can remain anonymous. We will just be the ones, you know, who might be hunted by these people.
Oh, yeah. No, we're going to be completely on the line. We don't have lawyers.
We
so.
Don't have. We don't have much. I have a great uncle who's a real estate agent who's still kicking it at 83. So
there you go.
Real maybe he's 90. Agent. He's very old.
I got an email from a lawyer today that I used a couple years ago. So that'd be great.
Thank you so much. Thank you guys for going on this creepy journey with us. Now we have another amazing interview, an in-studio interview we did with a good friend of ours, a comedian. She's brilliant. She's talented.
Her name is Carolyn Bergier.
Bergier. During the podcast, I do mess up her name because I am dyslexic and I can't read, but she is so kind.
If it's French, like, what does she expect? People are going to mess it up. It's French.
If she's French and she's my friend, we need a lot of forgiveness. That's what yes.
Everyone can have a beautiful, unique name like Sue Smith.
A perfect name. So easy. She can be introduced in any stage in the world. We're so lucky to have a Sue Smith.
She can get Google alerts every week that have nothing to do with herself.
I love that. Yeah, that would make me nuts. Yeah, but come listen. She has two great stories also having to do with marriage. So I guess the theme of today's episode is... marriages can get rocked, and they will.
And also about MoviePass, and she has a very, like, she is very anti-MoviePass, so I think you guys are going to love it.
We loved it.
Enjoy!
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch. And organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow... grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/realm.
Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Find The Dungeon Cast anywhere you get podcasts or on YouTube.
So our guest today is Carolyn Bergier. No, yes. Say, how do you say it?
Bergier.
Oh my God, so French.
Even better.
Oh. Okay, so do you want to start with weddings or MoviePass? What are you most passionate about?
I'm still getting scammed by MoviePass.
You can't get out of it.
So maybe I do the past scam first. So
Wait, why is it a scam?
MoviePass?
Mm-hmm. Or do Let's I do MoviePass first?
Why is it a scam? I don't understand how it's a scam. It seems like a great idea. I'm going to be like the objective
like you sign up, you go to see all these movies, but you only pay what, $20 a month, and then you keep going to see movies?
No. Movie Pass is for $9.99 a month. You get unlimited technical difficulties. And that's it.
No, she's right.
And that's
no.
it.
But don't you get to go to movies?
They've just In theory, you get to go and see movies, but it's a company that basically made this really awesome proposition that you pay $10 a month and you get unlimited movies, right?
Right.
And then little by little, every week you would get another email being like, just kidding, that's not really what you get, and changing the terms. And when you sign up, they say they can change the terms of use every time. And
that's the fine print, which you don't realize because you're like, yes, agree, just get me to the goddamn thing. Yeah, I say yes to all the fine terms.
Me too. I don't care.
So they used to be $30 a month for unlimited movies. And then they really wanted to have like a uptick in customers. So right. they lowered the price to $9.99. Mm-hmm. And then they got that like 100,000 mm-hmm. people in 1 month or something that signed up for it. And I was one of those people, but they didn't have anybody working there. I'm convinced that they had maybe three people working at this
Why
company.
Do you say that?
Because I am probably like on a poster there. That's like, if this woman comes by the office, call the police, because I sent so many customer service complaints.
Good.
And I reported them to the Better Business Bureau twice.
Mm. No,
I love that.
Because when I first signed up, my wife and I signed up at the same time. She signed up right after me, and she got her card in 2 weeks, because they send you like a credit card. Mm-hmm. That they fill with money every time you hit the button on your app that you're going to see a movie. Mm-hmm. I never got my card. So they kept telling me to wait. We've had a lot of people sign up. Just wait. And I said, okay, but can you confirm that it's processed? And they're like, no. They had no way to tell if my card, and I'm like, we signed up at the same time. I think maybe you lost this card. Like, months went by.
Yeah.
And they would just like stop getting back to me.
They wouldn't even be honest and say like,
no,
maybe we messed up.
No, they would not admit that they messed up. They just kept saying there's a
horrible
backlog.
Horrible business service.
But I would get these emails that would say, congratulations, your MoviePass card has been processed. You should be getting it in 5 to 10 business days. And then I would still not get it. And it would drive me insane. So I was tweeting at the CEO.
Good.
I was like,
you were tweeting at the CEO?
Wait, how did you find out the CEO's name?
I was like, what is the scam of a company that's they charge you the second you sign up, and I don't have my card, and it was around the time the movie It came out, and I really wanted to see It.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I didn't, because I'm like, I don't want to pay $18 in New York to see this movie if
that's
I'm going to get
months.
My movie pass any day.
Yeah.
So,
and also they keep saying like 5 to 6 days, and you're like, okay, it's still in theaters, 5 to 6, like the the 2 to 10 day window is so stressful.
Yes.
Because 10 days is way too fucking much, but 5. Okay. All right. I can try and be patient.
I was checking the mail like an idiot, and I'm like, in life, I'm normally a very chill person. Mm-hmm. Like, I try not to let
she
things.
She is incredibly chill.
This was like 300 times the frustration of calling Time Warner. Like, this was just because I was being like gaslit, and but then they'd give me false hope. Mm-hmm. And then
isn't Time Warner, they apologize. Like, even if you are on hold, there is somebody who rudely apologizes.
Yeah. Well, there's a person, and that's the thing. There was no number with MoviePass that you could call. You could only do email, and then I would send the messages on Facebook
that's
and Twitter.
Instagram
I know
is.
I sound
you
like a crazy person.
No. You can't talk to a real person on Instagram. I've been trying to fucking get to Instagram for so long. I can't talk to a real person.
Oh no, it's
I'm
impossible.
So angry. Yeah. I have to fix something on my account, and I'm very angry.
Yeah,
I hate them.
Yeah, I know people on Instagram who have had like posts from 10 months ago taken down with no explanation.
Oh yeah,
and like there's nothing you can do about it.
Here's what I hate about MoviePass is you can't sign up for things in advance. You just have you literally have to be like 100 feet from the theater before you can buy the ticket.
But so what I don't understand is that they're doing this like weird card thing. They should just have you have like a members thing that they scan at the theater to say like, oh, it's a MoviePass person. They don't need a ticket. There should be a barcode that they scan.
Yeah.
So there's no infrastructure really at the movie theaters, which is why they have to do kind of this credit card that they load with money so that
they could easily give the movie theaters like a little like reader. They could invest in a reader.
Give it a QR. Theater.
You're giving MoviePass way too much credit for their level of organization. They're not even tracking whose card gets paid and whether or not it's been sent. So,
and if their wives has been sent before yours.
So MoviePass does have a like deals with select theaters, and in all of New York City, there's only three of them that are e-ticketing theaters.
Fabulous.
Where you can go in advance. And that's kind of why I've held on to it still. Mm. So I finally, my wife and I, we canceled our memberships and then we signed up for it again.
Oh, wait, what? No, even after that. These new terms came out?
No. This was before the new terms. This was just because I didn't get my card. Yeah, and I said, the only way I'm going to get a card is if I love your tenacity. Well, so I canceled. I was like, I'm never going to go back. I'm never going to give them a cent of my money. they refunded my money, but only after the second time I complained to the Better Business Bureau. And then...
You know what? It worked.
It did work. For $10, I feel like an insane person. But I signed up again because it was like Oscar movie season.
Yeah.
And every preview, I'm like, I want to see all of these. So we signed up again, and then we got the cards.
Screeners. And you got the cards right away?
We got the cards in like 2 weeks, and then it worked like a charm. And every time you're like, oh my gosh, this does actually work. And this is great. And if you live in New York City and you see one movie a month, you're saving
That's
money.
It's totally worth it.
It's worth it.
But now, did it work? Has it worked since, or has it worked? Did it just work for like a couple months and then fuck up again?
So it's worked since, but they've changed the terms. So it used to be unlimited movies, right?
Movie pass and their terms.
Yeah.
No.
Then it was, you can't see the same movie twice.
Oh.
It is one movie per day, what was the original thing. So unlimited, but like up to one movie per day, which is reasonable. You can't see the same movie twice. Then it became, you can only see three movies a month.
Instead of
30, right?
Yeah.
Then it became, you can only see one of any six movies we say you can see on any given day.
Hell no.
So they have this weird smattering of movies and they're like, but don't worry, we'll let you know which movies a week in advance so that you can make plans. But then they changed the movies the day of because I wanted to see Black Klansman. Mm-hmm. And my wife and I made a date night for it. And then that day I was like, oh, let's look what time. And it wasn't there anymore.
No.
And yeah. So there's like an army of really disgruntled MoviePass people on Twitter.
You should get them together. You should organize.
We try, but nobody's listening. Their stock has plummeted to like negative money.
My experience is that I am a planner. I want to make plans in advance. I want to know what movie I'm going to and who I'm going to see it with. You know what I mean? And with MoviePass, impossible. Because you can't buy more than one ticket at once because you have to have the other person's card and their phone as well.
Yes.
So my husband and I tried to like, one person would go buy the tickets, but I would have to take his phone and it makes no sense.
Yes.
So I stopped using it, but I like held on to my membership because like maybe I'll use it. But then after a couple of months, I was like, I am not going to use this, but I didn't cancel right away because I felt bad for them. I was like, they have this horrible business plan.
My $9 are like a get well soon card.
It's a sham of a company. Why would you feel bad?
Because they have the dumbest business plan that they're just banking on people not using their subscriptions, like that, not using their service, you know? So I was like, they need this money.
So many companies like that. There has to be so many companies that just like bank on you making a mistake. Actually, I did get scammed by a company in college. I was on Expedia and all of a sudden there was a pop-up and I didn't realize. And I just like clicked it out to get it off my screen. And it turns out they charged me like in 3 years, it was like $600.
What?
And each month they charged my credit card. And I found this out and I called them and they were like, oh yeah, you've been a member. And I said, I've never used the service. I don't know what the service is. It was some weird travel thing. And they said, and I am going to report you to the police because you are taking money from me. And they got so nervous. And I called in, you can talk to our supervisor. So I talked to like seven different supervisors. And finally, it was the president of the company spoke to me. And I said, I am a college student. You are scamming me. You've took $600 from me. That is more money than I know what to do with. I don't have a job. And the fact that I was like, what was this from? And he said, well, it was like, I think we ran a thing where we had pop-ups with some travel sites. And I was like, yes, I've booked travel because I'm going home to see my parents. They're in Maryland. I was at Syracuse. And I said, yeah, this is, you're a criminal. Like you're stealing money from me. And I'm going to contact the Better Business Bureau. I'm going to call the police because I didn't okay this. And he was like, no problem, ma'am. And they refunded me all of the money.
Stop it.
Yeah. Like it was like $612.44. I mean, they gave me the exact amount. They were so afraid. And I just think about it. It was just a pop-up. Like you do have a, I could have had a pop-up blocker.
How did they have your info?
I think when I put in the information for the credit card for the plane ticket I did buy.
Yeah.
Something came up. And it was
like a fake screen that mimicked probably what you were trying.
Yeah. But it was an addition. I said like, maybe because I X'd it out and I didn't say no, maybe there was a yes or no. And I was just like, no, get the pop-up out because that's what I do when I see it and it blocks my screen. And can you think of like, I don't always go over my bank account. Like it gets me sad. So I can't scan, but then somebody said something to me to do it. And I was like, on a lark. I was like, but what is this? And I looked it up and I called the bank. I was like, what is this charge? It's been like, it was every single month and it ended up being like $600. And the bank was like, yeah, it's this company. And then I found out the company, I searched it. This was all done like in an afternoon where I just had like the passion to care because I usually like am so overwhelmed with money that I'm very bad with it.
Same.
It's just like, I have like passionate moments to purchase things and then I sadly pay them off. And so like, but like researching, my friend said she made a budget and found out how much money she spends a month in food takeout as we're eating Chinese food. I was like, I can't live in that reality right now. I'm choosing to do that maybe next year.
I need some vices and money is my one.
Yeah, I need a little bit of ice and I need a little denial. So, but I was so happy I did this.
Yeah.
And I will say, if you go to these companies, maybe not your shit one, but
no.
If you keep asking them with like even an airline, if you say, when you get on the phone, they have to say, are you satisfied with the call? Like, and you have to say, yes, thank you. If you say, no, I'm not satisfied, can I speak to a manager? They have, the call is like on record. They can't end the call.
Oh, really?
So that employee has like still an open call. And so you can say, no, I'm not satisfied. That wasn't helpful. And they have, and you can say, I want to see your manager. And you just keep asking to see the supervisor.
Until you talk to the president of the company. Uh-huh. That was you.
And he gets scared.
And that's why Movie Phone doesn't have a phone number.
What company, what kind of company was it?
I don't remember. I blocked it out. I emotionally blocked it out. But it was some sort of like having to do with travel. And I don't know what it was, but I was like, as you can see, I've never received your service. I've never used your service. I don't even know what you are. And for you to do this to like a young college student is completely horrible.
Ugh.
And the guy felt real bad.
Good.
And then we fixed it. But yeah, that's the thing of like to the listener, you can keep saying, no, I'm not satisfied and talk to the manager and talk to the manager. I've had people be real bitchy, but it doesn't matter because you're going to talk to their manager.
Yeah.
I'm like, sure, be mad at me. Please transfer me.
Yeah.
I'm never satisfied.
That's like me and Sprint. Ugh, Sprint, I hate. Okay, so where are we with MoviePass now? We still have?
I still have MoviePass. I saw Love Gilda last week with it. The app did think that I was currently in Maine when I was in New York, and it would not unlock my ticket barcode until I was within 100 feet of the thing. But luckily, because it was an e-ticketing theater, the lady was able to find it and print it. But Mitch Lowe, CEO, still has some work to do.
Wow.
Mitch Lowe, CEO, get on the phone.
See, it is a small company held together by popsicle sticks and paper clips, and they need my $9. That's why
have
I feel bad
it?
For them.
Are you still on it?
No, I quit them like 2 months ago.
Okay.
But there is another app called Cinemia that I'm also a member of because I'm really enjoying seeing movies. It's like a nice little escape from New York going to the movie theater.
It really is.
I just like forget about the filth
and the
outside.
Stress, and that everybody else is moving to LA.
And the sadness
I have an issue with it too.
Wait, is that like MoviePass?
It's like MoviePass, but instead of setting themselves up for failure, they were like, oh, for $8, you can see 2 movies a month. So they start it reasonable.
That's reasonable.
The thing with Cinemia that we learned, because my wife and I only saw one movie and she was like, this is insane. The steps you have, it's like a 10-step process to get your ticket, whereas MoviePass with the card was like,
one,
more
two,
like
three.
3 to 4 steps.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we are disgusted.
Disgusted all around.
Okay, so now we have more shit to talk about. Tell us about weddings.
So this wedding cookware scam may or may not be one of the reasons why my first marriage failed.
Oh, I love this story.
It's not that bad.
Let's say it did.
But it was one thing that we would not talk about. She was like, can you just never bring this up again?
What?
Yeah, because we felt like idiot. So my ex-wife and I, like, she's a mechanical engineer. I'm a failed PhD student.
Sure, you're smart
so
girls.
We're smart women. Ladies.
Women.
Yeah.
Ladies. Whatever.
Women. Women. Women ladies. Mm-hmm. Lady women. And we were getting married. And at the time when she was my fiance, she was unemployed. And
sure.
She kind of felt bad about that. So she and we didn't know if we'd be able to afford a nice honeymoon
anything.
At the time.
Yeah.
So she started entering all these contests for honeymoons.
Aww,
what a
so
good idea.
That's
she's
sweet.
Spending. No, she's my ex-wife. You
sorry.
Don't have to pretend
no, sorry,
that she's sweet.
Fox, yeah. I hate her.
Yeah. Hope she never listens.
No, it's fine. It's okay. Bygones. And yeah, so she entered all these contests. And one day she called me and she was like, we won one of the contests. I was like, what? Mm. She's like, yeah. Remember when I signed up for all those those contests? We won a free vacation. And I'm like, where? She's like, anywhere in the continental U.S.
No.
And I'm like, amazing.
Oh, I was so excited because
I am so
excited.
I don't
win anything. So if you never win anything and then you
it's
win something, it's
yeah.
a big deal.
It really is.
Yeah. So I'm like jumping up. I'm telling everybody
yes,
we won
of course.
A trip. You know, like we haven't been vacationing because she's been unemployed and all that. So I'm all jazzed up. So she's like, to claim it, we have to go to this bridal event thing that's happening. So I'm like, okay, maybe it's the company sponsoring it or something. And I'm thinking one of those like bride con.
That's what
things,
I'm thinking.
Right?
Yeah.
Like it's going to be all these vendors. And then
sure.
we go and we get our free trip.
Your ticket
the
and they just hope you buy one or two little thingies on the
maybe
way.
Maybe they want to take a picture of us. I don't know. Right. Yeah. So we don't have many details. So it's the morning of, it's a weekend, and we have to go to a La Quinta hotel south of Atlanta. And
okay.
we're like,
wait, where do you live?
Atlanta. Yeah. No, we weren't going from New York.
From New York City down to Atlanta.
All the way to Atlanta for your free trip.
But you know what?
Surprise, it's in Atlanta. Yeah.
It's south of Atlanta.
Yeah. This is the trip.
Yeah.
So we get there and there really doesn't seem to be much going on at this La Quinta. And we're like,
oh, no.
Okay. No. Are we sure we're at the right place? What's going on?
Yeah.
So we go in there and then there's just like this handwritten sign that's like engaged couples this way.
Oh,
and we're like, oh, are there multiple winners? What's going
yeah.
on? So we go into this this conference room with La Quinta, which is just like a bunch of chairs lined up. And then there are these tables that are full of cookware. And I'm like,
what?
Okay. So we asked the person there and they're like, oh, yeah, you're in the right place. Just take a seat. We'll get started in a second. And we're like, well, what's going on? Don't we get the free trip? Yeah. You just have to sit through this. You know, we're just going to talk for a few minutes and then, you know, tell you what our company is about. And then we'll give you your trip.
Like a timeshare. Presentation.
It's kind of like a timeshare presentation.
Okay.
Yeah. But nobody told us really.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. So
That's weird.
We sit down. One, we're outside the city limits of Atlanta. So we're definitely the only gay people there.
Right.
Because you're not in Atlanta. You're in Georgia.
Yeah. At this point, you're in Georgia.
Yeah.
And it's just a
just
bunch
a
of rednecks.
Feel.
Yeah. Just a bunch of rednecks and a lesbian
couple. But winners.
Couple.
All redneck winners.
All winners.
In some
way.
In one way.
Yeah.
One specific way.
So this couple, this husband and wife, or so they say, I don't even know. They could have been brother and sister. There's no
Who
way
knows?
Of telling. They
yeah.
were full of
tell.
Lies. And they start telling us about this awesome cookware that they want to sell us and get us to put to like register with their cookware. And we're like, okay, what's going on? So they start talking about these like pots and pans, how great they are and how you can cook healthy and like all the different great things about it and doing like demos. And we're like, okay,
no.
This is like very involved. And then they're like making us eat the chicken that they prepare.
No.
But my fiance was a vegetarian and she was like, I'm not going to eat this chicken. And he's like, just eat the chicken. And it was like, it was just like very uncomfortable all around. But then when they were talking about how great it was, they're like, Bernie knows. And this guy's like, I bought a lot of pots and pans from them last year and I'm back for more. And I'm like, is this guy a plant?
He's a plant. Yeah,
he's
he
a
is.
Plant.
Bernie is a plant.
Wait.
Yeah.
Wait, I just, so.
Sue's losing her mind.
I'm just
everybody
upset.
Listening.
Yeah. So they are the only vendors.
they're the only people. It's just like this.
They're
one
in
room.
A conference room with these brother and just, sister okay. and Bernie and the Bernie. Plant.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And this guy who, yeah, definitely wasn't. Just
or
there
just
to
like
buy the cookware.
An excited fan. Yeah. He's like, where are you guys going? I'll come to the next one. Yeah. You know, you need a wingman? I'll be there.
Yeah.
They like gave him a pot as payment.
Probably. Like a sauce or maybe pan. The chicken. Maybe the deal was he got the leftover food yeah. at the end of the demo.
He brought the chicken and killed it himself. Yep.
So they're just like really high pressure selling you this cookware and making you feel like a fucking idiot if you don't buy the cookware.
And are we talking just like Calphalon or are we talking like Le Creuset or what kind of cookware?
It's like stainless steel cookware.
Okay.
Fine. You can get that at Bath & Beyond. Like it's whatever.
Nothing special.
What's the brand?
I don't think it's anything special. I have no idea.
Cutco.
it's something that they're not selling in stores apparently.
Yes. So they're part of their own pyramid scheme if they're selling this.
Yeah. So it got like very uncomfortable and then they were like passing around this order form and then they were telling us that we just had to check one. And I'm like, but we're not getting anything. And they're like, just sit with it. You know, and we're like, can we get our thing yet? And they're like, no, you know, we want you to really, you know, look at the price list, see if you want, if you don't want to buy anything now, you can register. But if you buy it right now, you get it at 65% off, you know, whatever they can do to make the sale.
Where is the vacation?
Right.
Yeah.
We don't know. Mm. So we're both feeling like what is happening?
So uncomfortable.
Yeah. And then they kept. But they kept saying like, and at the end of this, you'll all get your free trip and everyone's excited for your trip. Where are you going to go?
Oh,
you know, right? So then at the end, they just like hand us these vouchers that are for like two free nights in like a 2-star hotel at like some chain around the country. And you can stay at like any of those locations, but you also have to like pay taxes on it. There's like no airfare.
Right, and get there
there's
yourself. No, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. There's nothing with it. We're like, when you called, you definitely said that there was like airfare. Like this was a round trip vacation anywhere in the continent. They're like, no, we didn't. I was like, yeah, you did, because my mom works for the airline. So I fly standby for a reduced fare. So like the chance to get a confirmed ticket is like the only thing that would have excited me.
For
about
sure.
Going
yeah.
This,
you're like, I will not
confirmed.
Forget
yeah.
this. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So I was like, oh, great. We don't have to worry about flying standby and we can actually take a proper vacation and stuff.
Oh my God.
This is a nasty scam.
Yeah. They made us drive all that way and we felt so dumb. Like especially my ex, because she's the one who signed up for it got the phone call and got me excited.
What's so specifically old fashioned about this is that they call you on the phone. There's no email, so there's no tracing. Mm-hmm. And then you physically have to arrive somewhere else. There's no like nothing online. And I mean, online scams can be weird themselves, but if there is no record, that is such a stressful thing.
Yeah.
And that's really a scam.
And the company that does the vouchers, because we did a little Googling, but they seem to be this company that makes vouchers for these scam purposes. Like
what? Hotel? Or the voucher company?
The voucher company, they create these vouchers that they probably sell to these people doing all sorts of demos and probably timeshare sales.
Right. So do we think the vouchers are just like nothing, like funny money, like they don't stand for anything?
I think nobody uses them. I can't imagine that people use them. So for them, the business model is probably
the same thing. Something just like the movie pass, something nobody uses. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do we want to call out either the voucher company or the cookware company and put them on blast?
I wish I could. You blocked it out. I searched my Google. I was looking for it.
I'm proud of you for blocking it out, though. That is a self-care.
Progress.
So you know what? She blocked all of it out. Yeah. So all of us out, too.
Well, those
which
spots
is fine.
Caused a lot of trouble.
Yeah, you know what? Those spots did make a lot of damage.
Yep.
Ugh, it's screw that. I thought you were going to say, now this is me, when you were like, oh, it's the wedding pot scam. I was like, oh, the fact that you register for literally everything under the sun that you'll never use again. And yeah. then you have your relatives buy you things when they should put it in a fund for you when 5 years later you won't have any money. Like I have like multiple cake pans, like spring for cheesecakes I've never made. Yeah. I bought a angel food cake pan, which is specific, Madeleine pans, like all this stuff. I gave it away to so many of my single friends because like hundreds of dollars where I'm just like, I'm never going to make an angel food cake. I don't care. I'm not going to do it. And my friend, I gave her the pan. So she made me a cheesecake. Like I for a second, I liked baking.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I put everything on my registry and it's easy to get somebody like a $15 thing here or there. But yeah. I have so much bakeware.
The biggest wedding registry scam, I think, are the KitchenAid mixers.
Oh, yeah. But I love mine.
Do you use it all the time? Do you? Okay.
I use it every holiday.
Maybe five times.
I do. I love. See, oh, man. I love it.
I didn't have the balls to register for one.
No. See, I was given.
Like, I can't. Ask I was this given of
it. I think my sister-in-law got it for us
me
or something.
Too. My sister-in-law got it for us too. And they got me a pink one. And it was like my, you know, godsend. But I might have an issue with gluten and I need to avoid sugar. So I don't know when I'll use it again, but I love using it. I love it because I feel like I'm in a Food Network show and I love rolling out dough. Like I love everything, cookies, baking.
Wait, I just have one more question about the pots. Pans. About our wedding pots. How come this was such a source of tension in the relationship going forward?
I think my ex definitely thought that she was too smart to ever fall for anything like that.
It's a personal ego thing.
Yeah, it was a huge ego thing.
Yeah.
And you know, I'm a comedian, so I make a lot of jokes. So I would, anytime I could make a joke about it, yeah. I thought it was really funny, but she would get really mad and then finally was like, "Can you please?" And I'm 100% serious. Never bring this up again. Just, it makes me feel so horrible.
Yeah. So she was beating up herself about that mistake. And it's like, we're all humans. We make mistakes, but
yeah, I mean,
I thought it was a funny thing in hindsight.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think it's
in hindsight.
Funny.
It was really funny that there was like a planted actor that it was like these rednecks who were like really were passionate about cooking healthy when like, obviously they weren't. And you know,
wow.
And,
the situation is funny. I mean, the weird conference room, La Quinta. Yeah. I mean, just the whole thing.
Yeah.
Outside of Georgia.
I wonder if this is a multi-level marketing. And
I think it is.
Yeah. So you would say that like this whole scam is responsible for your divorce.
100%. Yeah, that is the only thing.
You know, everything we could find these people and sue them.
We can.
We could. Can you? Do you have those skills?
Maybe.
You know. We can, the listener can. I'm sure we've got a listener.
If anyone else has been affected by the wedding pot scam.
If anybody has had to drive outside of Atlanta into Georgia, call us immediately. Email us.
It was in 2010, I think.
Okay. All right. If anybody was alive in 2010, call us.
Well, thank you very much, Carolyn Bergier. I'm so sorry this happened to you. Thank you for sharing your experience.
I'm glad to hear this.
Yeah, I hope people can avoid these scams.
Yeah, I was about to do MoviePass. I mean, I don't know, because I also remember MoviePass from years ago when it was unlimited. So I still think of it. It's a still working company. So I'm like,
do Cinemia if you can deal with the 10 steps.
Cinemia. Okay. We'll have a link to it at the bottom of the page.
Yeah.
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 Amazing.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Wait, where can people find you online?
You have your own podcast?
Oh, yes. I do have a podcast. It's called Dyking Out. And you can find us really easily because we're the only thing called Dyking Out online. And you can follow me on social media at TGI Carolyn. And if you want to see me do comedy, cbcomedy.com.
And she's funny.
She's funny. She has pink hair.
Yeah, I love her.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you guys so much. This was a great episode. It was amazing. We learned so much.
A great way to start off the new year.
Yes.
By revealing the scams.
Yeah. Don't get scammed, but also, you know, love yourself. Be open. Be forgiving.
Run things by people, I think.
Check in. And when you think, like, there's no shame in admitting, like, I think I got a little too deep. Like, I think that's a big deal for me, as I am constantly telling my husband, you know, is this a little nuts? And sometimes I want him to humor me, but when he doesn't, it is very helpful and has saved my life many times. So yeah, create that communication from two women who've been barely been married.
Barely. You've been more married than me. Well, I will tell you this brief mini story is that I got scammed into buying a $14 relish, and my husband knew relish? What was happening at the time.
I love that.
Yes, at a craft fair, I got scammed into it. But like, you know, we look back on it and laugh and we're like,
that's a funky relish.
And it's a funky relish. And now I'm like, I got scammed on that and it's okay. And it was, you know, in the moment.
A light scam.
Yeah. In the moment, it was, you know, sad or whatever. But now we look back on that and we're like, let's not get relished, you know?
That's a great. In the scheme of scams, you don't want to get relished.
Don't get relished.
That's a great thing to end on. Thank you guys again. Feel free to call. You can email us. You can find us on Instagram and Twitter and all over the world.
Yeah, scamwildpodcast.com. We also have a Patreon.
We haven't started it yet.
Really know how it works, yeah. But if you want to go poke around, we would love that.
If anybody has Patreon tips,
yeah, tell us how to do it.
Patron us.
Feel free to Patreon explain us. Yes, we'll take it.
Yeah,
it's patreon.com/scamwildpodcast.
Yes, and we love you. So thank you so much.
Happy New Year.
Bye.
Hello, friends. This is Mark Nell, executive producer of the Table Read podcast, where imagination meets performance. As we wrap up an incredible season one, we want to take a moment to express our heartfelt gratitude to each and every one of you who tuned in and supported us on this amazing journey. Season one was nothing short of extraordinary. We delved into captivating scripts that transported us to worlds beyond our imagination, thanks to the brilliant writers who delivered these works. But what really brought these stories to life were the talents of our amazing actors. But wait, the excitement doesn't end there. As we bid farewell to season one, we are thrilled to announce the launch of season two. Get ready for more gripping narratives, more unforgettable characters, and more mesmerizing performances that will keep you on the edge of your seat. We have some big surprises coming. The Force will definitely be with you. So stay tuned, stay engaged, and most importantly, stay excited. From all of us at the Table Read Podcast, thank you. And let's make season two even more memorable together.